This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We've been speaking this week about the existence of God. And John, you've been arguing that deism, the belief that there's a powerful mind behind the universe, is the most reasonable conclusion to draw once you observe the incredible rational nature of the universe. Well, my question is, why go further than this and speculate about the nature of the involvement of that mind in the universe? Couldn't we just sort of feel the occasional wonder and awe and then just get on with life? Do we have to go further and sort of insist on some sort of personal force?
Well, most people throughout history have thought, yeah, it's a good idea to go beyond. Okay. And I think part of the answer is it's the obvious next question, all right? If there is a great mind behind the universe, common sense compels me to ask whether and what that mind thinks, and in particular, what it thinks of us, right? If it indeed does think. Sure, I may reject all the answers currently on offer, whether concerning Krishna or Jesus or whatever. I may even decide that it's beyond human knowing, but it's still a sensible question, and most cultures have had a crack at it.
Mm. How does one go about beginning to answer that question, though? It seems that just observing the universe, as amazing as that is, can only take you so far. How do we get further?
Well, the question of whether the Deus is actually a personal Theos, I don't think can be answered on the basis of rational observation of the universe. This is not like looking at the orderliness of nature and the rationality of the human mind and concluding that intelligence is a better explanation of our existence than coincidence. It's not a scientific problem at all, actually. It's a personal and historical question. It's far more like asking, does my wife truly love me? Or did Alexander the Great really reach India? Science contributes very little to such discussions. But does this mean I can't still arrive at confident answers to both questions in the affirmative? No. In the first case of whether, you know, my wife loves me, I rely on personal experience of my wife. Now, this won't be probative if you haven't actually shared that experience. You won't, you know, if you haven't actually experienced my wife's love, my experience won't be proof for you, okay? But it is proof for me, and perfectly rational proof at that. In the second case, did Alexander reach India? I rely on multiple ancient sources which tell me about Alexander's exploits in India. So these two ways of knowing, personal experience and historical testimony, are perfectly adequate paths to drawing firm conclusions. Neither is scientific in the normal sense, but they still work.
Mm. Religious believers speak in this way, don't they? They talk of a personal experience of God in their lives. Now, that'll have some traction with some people, but it won't convince everyone, though. It's hard to sort of draw on someone else's experience.
It is, but that doesn't invalidate the person who's actually experienced it. Many people sense God personally. They find themselves getting to know him in a way that's kind of analogous to befriending someone. There are things like meditation, personal prayer, reading the scriptures, and the transformation of their moral and emotional life. All of these things convince a stack of people that God is not just some nebulous mind, that he's actually involved in their lives. They have personal knowledge of God. Now, skeptics often scoff at this. They say religious experience is bunkum. But for people who have actually felt the divine in this way, it provides a very compelling reason to think that the Deus is a Theos, that the impersonal mind is actually interested in us. The mind they intellectually know to exist has been encountered in their daily experience.
Mm. I'm guessing you're going to say there needs to be more than this, because other people's experiences are really hard to judge by. And it's fair to say, isn't it, that some people's very sincerely reported experiences of the divine, most of us think are kind of, there's some of them that are really quite wacky.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so you can't rely entirely on that. All I'm trying to point out is you can't dismiss it outright either. But beyond personal experience, we might also look for some indication on the world stage that the Deus, the mind, has touched the earth in a public, tangible way. Evidence of this kind of divine-human encounter would provide grounds for thinking that God was interested in us. It would give us a reason for moving beyond deism to theism, from a rational intuition that the universe was, you know, intended, to a pretty warranted belief in a personal God. this basically involves historical questions more than scientific ones. Science can really only test what's observable or repeatable. So chemical reactions, fossil records, and all that sort of stuff, right? But almost by definition, historical events are unobservable and unrepeatable. Alexander's march to India, Pontius Pilate's execution of Jesus, the mugging of a certain Dionysius, son of Zoilus, at the bathhouse of Aristodemus. So, you know, all this stuff, you know, we know happened, but we don't know it by scientific method. The vast knowledge of Einstein, Davies, Dawkins, and Flew combined could not adjudicate on evidence of God's involvement in history.
Sure, but history is notoriously difficult to pin down, isn't it?
Yes and no. I mean, it's hard to prove everything, but we can be extremely confident about a whole bunch of stuff as long as we have very good evidence, as long as the purported event has left behind the kind of evidence you'd expect if it did happen. You know, because events that, you know, that didn't happen don't leave evidence, right? And evidence that did happen either leave a little bit of evidence, so you might be a little bit vague about whether it happened, or an overwhelming amount of evidence. And so it's degrees of probability that are taking place here. But my point is, if you're trying to work out whether God has touched the earth in a historical way, you've got to look for evidence. So the claim that the god Vishnu revealed himself through Krishna to Prince Arjuna, which is one of the most important Hindu beliefs, you know, it's a historical claim at one level because it describes a battle that took place on these great plains in India. But the thing is, there's absolutely no evidence that the battle occurred or that Prince Arjuna lived, let alone any historical testimony outside of the Bhagavad Gita that says Krishna revealed himself to Arjuna. So you're left saying, okay, there's a sort of historical claim that left no evidence at all, absolutely none, zero, right? But that doesn't mean that some events, like did Jesus live, haven't left pretty good evidence. And my very strong claim is it's left enough evidence on the world stage for us all these years later to go, actually, if there is a divine X marks the spot, it looks like it's Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.